You're listening to a podcast of the Annie and Ando Show.
Annie Louie, you said at the top of the show that there's he's a child, a man child, 10 years old.
Correct.
What's his story?
In a shocking story.
Shocking?
Yes, well, shocking, according to Daily Mail terms. This story was brewing since February when, on a Russian television show, was revealed that a 10-year-old boy allegedly fathered a child to a girl who was 13 at the time she fell pregnant.
Is that illegal over there?
It is. Age of consent is 16.
I say over there. It's probably everywhere in the entire world that's illegal.
That's true. It should be, at least. The girl is famous on TikTok with nearly 1 million followers. Medical professionals on the show had performed tests and declared he was still a child and could not possibly have fathered the child.
Hang on. He went on TV to have his tadpoles tested. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, they didn't DNA test him. They kind of inspected him. But the boy claims he knew exactly what he was doing. And I think the girl has just given birth. So it's
congrats on the baby, but
surfaced in the news. Yeah. So the mum backs
the mum
him
of
up.
The boy or the girl?
Of the boy says that I believe my child was capable of doing the deed.
There's so many avenues of inquiry that I have, and I don't think I can go down any of them for fear of it not being appropriate to a minor.
Yes.
So 10 years old. Daddy, like 10, let's get perspective. 10 years old in Australia is grade 4.
Yes.
Grade 4 in primary school.
Yeah.
I was excited in grade 4 when we got the, at the front of the room, they had one of those incubators with the eggs and chicken, and the chickens hatched, and I begged my mum to take a chook home. That was my highlight of grade 4.
So cute.
Not fathering a child. It was a chicken I was fathering. Yeah.
I was a baby daddy to a little chick.
To a chick in grade, when I was 10 years old. Not a child.
Yeah. I was excited when those stationery packs arrived at the start of the year that had a few pencils and erasers in them. That was like Christmas to me.
Did you contact your books or did your mum contact your books?
I did them myself, yep.
What, your whole, when you were 10 years old?
Yeah.
That's just like having a child, Annie Lou. That's far too grown up.
And we've been chatting about this pretty crazy story about a Russian kid who's 10, allegedly fathering a child.
Why do you say allegedly? I thought you said on television. Oh, no, they said that he couldn't have a child.
Yeah, but there's also been a bit of a twist because apparently a 15-year-old has emerged, a 15-year-old boy who could have actually been the father, but...
Oh, so there's multiple people claiming. Do you think that's because the mother of the child is a popular TikToker influencer?
That they've got all this exposure? No doubt.
I'm the daddy. No, I'm the daddy.
Yeah, there's a TV show called, is it Maury on the US that is all about that. All of the controversies around who's the father. It's trash TV, but it has inspired me to ask you, Ando, when did you feel like you were officially an adult? Because you started work so young, at 14, where you like, I'm going into the big smoke,
I'm an adult. For 52 minutes on the Lilydale line, into the city with my tweed blazer and my bottle green trousers.
Did you pack your lunch?
Brogues. No, I'd buy my lunch.
Oh, that's really
there was a cafe at the bottom of the office. It was very grown up. You know, there's parts of it that I felt really adult. Like, you know, the whole responsibility. I was a trainee paralegal, so I was doing property settlements, so I would be handing over checks.
Did you even know how to spell property settlement at that time?
Probably not. Do I now? No. Still can't spell. So there was elements of my work that I felt so grown up or so responsible. Because I don't know, do you associate responsibility with adulthood? Like, is it a sliding continuum? Is there correlation?
That's true. I think it is. When I see my name on bills, it makes me go, guess this is it.
So what about for you? How old were you when you felt like you were an adult?
Maybe when I travelled alone for the first time, like properly alone in an international location.
Oh, not to Phillip Island.
No.
I went by myself to see the penguins.
Although the first time I drove a car somewhere far by myself, it's a nerve-wracking experience, but also liberating. And even just this year, I was driving a rental car around Tasmania by myself, and I'm like, nobody knows where I am. Like, the reception's gone dead. I'm just driving through a stretch of nothing by myself. And that was scary, liberating. I don't know why there's an element of fear to it that makes me feel this must be grown up because it's freaking me out.
Shout out to our Tasmanian listeners this morning. I won't say something horrible about why you were scared about Tasmania. I love Tassie.
It's a utopia now. They're COVID-free.
The I think you're right. The first drive, that, like, not with a parent, not with a teacher, not with your examiner, but that first drive by yourself is very... when you pick the music.
Oh, you pick the music.
You have it a little bit loud. What was the first song you played on your first drive, or did you have no music to concentrate?
Oh, we didn't even have Bluetooth in my car and only got it recently. So it would have been either CDs or the radio.
I had a CD. I had a Sony Discman that was connected with a cord to a looked like a cassette, and you popped that in the tape player, and that's how the CD... And it was a 10-second delay on the CD, so when you went over a bump, it didn't jump. How cool's that? Hey, Louis, we're talking this morning about when did you realise you're an adult? And someone slid into our DMs on Instagram. Sharon, I realised I was an adult the day I gave birth to my daughter.
Oh, that is adult.
That is such a... Well,
you think, but then the story... the whole point of the story was a Russian boy at 10 claims to have fathered a child.
10-year-old. So he feels like he's an adult, maybe.
Yeah.
Just like Sharon.
Yeah.
I guess it's, again, that responsibility. Like, I realised that when I got my first dog. I'm sorry, Sharon, I don't mean to diminish your beautiful daughter.
Did you get your dog as a puppy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That depend... It's something about dependence. Ah, this is interesting. There's something about dependence there. When somebody needs you or somebody depends on you for their survival, suddenly makes you feel a little more grown up.
True. I have yet to experience that with a a pet of my own.
Oh, we got to... See, as a child, you'll often hear parents say, oh, we got a dog, or the kids wanted a dog, but they don't pick up the poop, or they don't feed it, or they don't take it for walks, and I'm the one having to do everything. So kids can... absolve themselves of responsibility, I think, really easily.
True. I think if I had a kid, I'd definitely make them pick up some poops. That's life. Take the good with the bad.
Sometimes, like, when you don't have kids, I've heard this said before, where you just go, how lucky you've got a vacuum. Someone can vacuum, someone can pick up the do all this, and you've got free labour, essentially. Sometimes parents go, you know what? The screaming and yelling to get them to do it just isn't worth it some days, and I choose to just do it myself.
Yep. That is also fair.
A bit like you washing out your bin.
The yelling and screaming I did, if only there was footage.
You were saying before around credit cards.
Yes, in between, during that song, I said, oh, I really felt adult when I had a credit card. Because being able to spend beyond what was in your account is very exciting. And I got it because I wanted to rent cars overseas, and that's the only way. I never spend what I don't have. That was something taught to me by my parents, and I stick to.
So did you put your credit card in credit? Like more, that like not just leave it at zero and pay the monthly bill, did you put extra onto it?
Is that how a credit card works?
No, you don't have to do that.
No, it's not that way. It's just that there's an amount there that you can use, and then you're expected to pay it back.
Yeah. Either in instalments that'll take you 27 years.
That's the thing I don't understand, and because I don't understand it, that's my guarantee that I don't mess with it. You know?
What bit don't you understand?
Well, like my friend told me that she maxed out her credit card, and then they were taking back amounts out of her
pay,
and she couldn't really control how much they were taking back, or like when she... Yeah, it was a very tricky situation.
Do you know there's a proper term for that? It's called garnishee.
What's that?
Garnishee your wages. She went down the path quite a bit then for them to be doing that. For them to be taking... That's not just not paid the bill. That's not just forgot for a couple of months. That's they've actually taken legal action to be able to legally second or garnishee some of your pay.
Garnishee. It sounds fancy. It's a little topping on your on your dish.
No, it's not. Remember, I see the whole thing about credit cards. What do they call it when it's your own money credit card? I can't remember the term, but it's like a debit card, but it just has the facilities of Visa or MasterCard.
Isn't that debit?
No. It's a thank you. It's a you Visa it. Debit.
A you Visa just said all the words, but you couldn't put them together.
Story of my life. So then at least you're debiting your own money. You're not actually taking
an
advance out. They didn't exist when I got my first credit card. I'm sure my mother would have made me have one of those instead of Virgin Money that had the corners cut off and you could have pink and green and blue and red, all these cool Virgin Money cards. Oh.
Were there things that were different back in the day, even like ATMs and stuff?
Do you know what a click-clack machine is?
No.
A click-clack machine. Before EFTPOS... Fun fact about EFTPOS, do you know what country trialled EFTPOS?
Was it Europe?
No, New Zealand.
Oh.
First country to get EFTPOS.
Were they the first to have plastic cards as well? Or?
I don't know about that, but they're often a trial country. When countries want to trial stuff, they will often do it in New Zealand. because if it sort of goes wrong...
No one will know. It's off the grid.
Oh, shout out to our Kiwi friends. The click-clack machine. Before FPOS, you would hand your bank card over. There was a bank card, MasterCard and Visa. You would hand it over. They would put it inside this little click-clack machine and they'd slide it and go click-clack. That's the noise it would make. And it'd be a triplicate little bit of paper that they would write on, and they would tear the bit of paper off and give you your copy. They would keep a copy, and they're called the merchant copy. And then the one would go to the bank, and then the bank would key that in and process it. Very manual. There would have been hundreds and hundreds of people having to process those little click-clack paper things.
Goodness, I've just researched the first place to have a plastic bank card.
Mm.
I think it's Western Europe.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Western Europe?
Yeah.
Any country in particular?
I think they might have. It's all, maybe it was so long ago that you know, when back in the day, a lot of those countries were still connected together.
Do you use Apple Pay and electronic ways of paying where you sort of store all your cards?
So it's great. I forget my wallet so much. It's a lifesaver.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. This morning we are talking words. If you are on Instagram or you're not, get on that. We're live streaming right now around the world.
Around the world.
To infinity and beyond.
And Ando's been trying to put off this bit.
I don't want to do it.
I'm going to give him a spelling test now because there are about 10 words on my list and they are all most frequently misspelled.
If you could put your hand down my jumper right now and feel my heart, it is pounding. I remember I dropped out of school. I don't like spelling. Like, if my mother was listening, which she wouldn't, they don't put joy on in the nursing home.
Yeah.
She'd be going, oh, no, Andrew, don't do spelling. You're no good at it. You're no good at it.
Well, you know, I do things that make me uncomfortable on this show sometimes too. You make me eat spicy chips, so it's only right that I give you some spicy
Nothing
spelling.
Nothing about weeing in a backyard.
Yeah.
Spicy chips. All right, you can play along at home. So,
Taylor Swift says... Spelling is fun! So she disagrees with you, Ando.
Bull turd.
Spelling is fun! That's it. So let's kick it off. I'm sure this has never been used at a spelling bee before.
You think? What makes you say that?
Oh, it's a classic.
What's your first word?
Let's roll with... fossilised. The Australian spelling, please. And I can give you a definition. Well, I can put it in a sentence for you.
F-O...
He's got his pen and paper out.
I just don't know if it's a double L. F-O-S-I-L-I-S-E-D or double L-I-S-E-D.
What are you going to lock in?
I'm going to lock fossilised. I'm going to lock in one L.
One L is correct. Good job.
Woohoo!
This next one is...
I like this.
I have a little trick for it.
Guess what? Spelling is fun!
You've got one correct answer.
How many have we got?
I said one of the top 10, so we'll see how we go. If it's going too terribly and I have to save your reputation, I'm going to end it.
All right.
Separate, or separate, as some people might use in different contexts.
It's one T, I think. S-E-P-E-R-A-T-E. Separate.
Say that again.
S-E-P-E-R-A-T-E.
Incorrect. There are two A's in separate, S-E-P-A-R-A-T-E.
You're right.
And there's two A's and the R separates them. That's how I remember, in the middle.
Oh.
I feel like you're the person who gets the affect and effect wrong. You know, mixes
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Like the greenhouse effect.
Yeah.
That's with an E.
Yeah.
Okay, desiccate. This is something that you really don't like. I don't like
as in
it either.
Coconut.
Yuck. To desiccate something. I was about to desiccate a coconut.
It's one of the. These are all similar in terms of is it one or two? I think. Well, the other one wasn't. It was a hidden A. Is desiccate two S's? Oh, is it D E S C? Desiccate.
I'll be honest. I tried this test myself. This was one of the ones I got wrong.
Or is it a C, no S?
Desiccate.
This is fun for everyone at home because I'm just screwed. Desiccate. I think it's an SC combination going on in there, but I don't. I'm just going to go D-E-C-I-C-A-T-E.
Pretty far off.
Oh.
You had the right... You were on the right S and C tangent. DESICCATE.
Double C in
Desi- Double C. What in the F, right? Yeah.
What the fun?
What the fun? It's like there's
All right, next one.
There's two coconuts in there.
So I've got one from three so far. If you've just joined, Annie, today's theme is words, and Annie is giving me a spelling test, yeah, which has caused me to maybe touch cloth because I'm that anxious about it.
What were you saying? Spelling is fun a second ago?
No, that was Taylor Swift.
It's not. This one, I'm shocked that I got incorrect because I did use it recently and misspelled it because I ordered some dumbbells online. Dumbbell.
D-U-M-B-B-E-L-L-S.
Crap, Ando's cleverer than me. You got it correct.
It's the double B on that one. These are all the doubles things that you're getting me on.
That's true. That's
dumb
all right. Let me
bells.
Let me do one that doesn't have any double letters then, and we'll end okay on this.
Thank goodness for that. I'm loving it.
Loving spelling it? You're loving fun it. Minuscule.
Oh.
Minuscule. Ando is a minuscule man. No, I'm just kidding. You're a you're big of heart. Would you like to lock in an answer?
M-I-N-I-S-C-U-L-E.
There's no I in the middle of it. So it's M-I-N-U-S.
Minuscule, minuscule.
Yes, minuscule.
Oh, I wonder how you went at home. Probably much better than me, and this is why I talk not type. We're talking this morning about embarrassing moments. Those moments that you wouldn't necessarily share, let alone share on air. But we want you to share
We're
them with
doing
us this morning.
A special service for everybody.
Special service. Hey, Annie Louie, one of mine, when I was single, I did an Atkins diet now, or a version of. A mate of mine got me onto it.
What is it?
It's essentially all I ate was protein. It was just slices of ham for breakfast, an egg for lunch, and a chicken. It was just all
like
protein.
Is it like paleo?
Paleo. There was no Pete involved. Mm. We do need to do another segment on him soon too. There's a lot been happening with Paleo Pete, but that's not for now.
I didn't know that does it to you. I heard it is healthy.
It is. It is healthy. So, but your body reacts to different things. And I hadn't had a carbohydrate. The closest thing to a carbohydrate would have been a sugar-free Eclipse Mint, which they don't have. They have nothing in them.
Actually, they do. They have laxative like effects. They write it on the packet.
And your breath you get a bit halitosis-y when you do. When your body goes into ketosis, when your body gets there and it starts to...
Oh, keto, that was a diet I was thinking.
Yeah,
it gives you...
So there I am, looking lean, going on a date, go to this nice tapas bar-y restaurant-y thing where, you know, where you order lots of small things. Yeah, that's tapas.
Yep.
And I'm trying to be, you know, cool because it was a first date. And so breads and olives and wines and lots of wine. Maybe there was a few little shots or cocktails. And it was busy enough and there was enough smells that I thought I could do a little pop-off. Like it's not like we were really close together. And so I just did just a little.
You popped off.
I thought I'd just do with it. Well, I shat myself.
Ando!
You know when you can feel, I don't know if you know this, you know when you can feel that was not air. That was not air and it's liquid. It wasn't like I delivered a nugget. It was liquid. So I excused myself. My face must have gone completely white. I've excused myself, said, just got to go to the bathroom. Got up, went into a cubicle, dropped my pants, and the mess down there had soaked through my
Please,
beige chinos.
Right, we
beige
understand.
Chinos.
Terrible.
No. So then what do? So I'm in a toilet cubicle in a restaurant. There's only one cubicle. You know how often they're undersized?
Yeah.
So I've taken my shoes off, get my chinos down. It's through to the chinos. So I take off my jocks because why leave them on and sit in it?
Yep.
I've tried to clean myself up, but what do I do about the stain or the wet patch on the back
of
my beige?
That is the real problem because everything else you can chuck away. Like, this has happened to me because I was doing a cleanse as well. It happened to me at the ESPY after they'd...
After the reno or before the reno? Oh, no, that's bad, Em.
I know. I just threw them in the bin and I just
Were you in a skirt? Oh, you left. Yeah, so we still have
more... You can't wear no pants. That's the concerning thing.
That's the thing. So I've got... I come out of the cubicle. There's somebody waiting to use the cubicle. I'm there with dirty undies in my hand because there's no bin inside the cubicle. So I go, there you go. I pop them in the bin. I wash my hands. I go back to the table.
What'd you do with your pants, though?
I put my pants, my dirty chinos on with the skid mark, with the wet spot.
You just sat in it.
It wasn't, yes. And so then I was. We never had a second day. And if the person knows, well, I don't know if they know who they are, but I'm sorry, okay? You didn't get the best version of me. I'm sorry. I'm so distracted. I'm like, you know when you go, can you smell it? And I hung around probably for 20 minutes.
Like, if I ever see you scoot out of the studio, stuck to your swivel chair still, I'm going to know something odd is going on.
I'm far more sensitive, but I think you're onto something. I think it was those eclipse mints. Too many of them to stop.
Too many. You are a fan.
I am. I'm going to have one right now. Today is Wear It Purple Day, and we are talking about our own personal experiences in terms of being young and bullied. As a gay man, Annie, but...
You were not always a gay man.
Well, I believe I was.
I mean, you were a child, is what I'm saying.
When I was a man. Yeah. No, but this is actually... High school was horrific for me. Our regulars would know that I dropped out of school when I was 14 and 9 months. And it was... When I say dropped out, I sprinted out of that joint because it was so bleeping horrible. And I used to get... I was called a fag. The tough kids, the tough boys in my year would, and I say tough because they would push me around. They would call me a fag and I didn't know what it meant. I was friends with, remember the girl in graphics in year 11 that made my fake ID?
Yes.
Carly.
Legend.
Yeah. So I used to hang out with her and a couple of other, I don't know, creatives. And we all smoked, or they smoked, and I wanted to be cool like them. Oh, and yeah. Also, it was a safe spot for me to be with older kids in the high school out the back of the
oval. How strange that smoking made you feel safer.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was far away from the footy ground or where these bullies would hang out. Mm. And I used to think when they would push me into my locker and call me a fag, I thought it was because I smoked so that I was cool. Oh. So I was so confused, like, why is it I'm doing a cool thing, which is not cool, I know that. But and they were picking them on, and it was a mix of verbal and physical. And it got to a point where I just was feeling sick going to school. I would walk into a class, I would look at my periods, what I had on for the day, and I'd know who was in each class, whether it was going to be a horrible experience or not.
That's so terrible. And I'm very sorry to hear that.
I never told my parents until I was about 30 years old.
How did they react?
They were really upset, as I'm getting right now.
Yeah.
And
because they didn't know?
Because they didn't know. And I remember my mum saying to me, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you say? Because all my parents saw was this, I was a mischievous child at high school. Mm. They just thought I was naughty. And I'm not saying it's the only reason I was naughty, but it certainly, the spill out of behaviour had to have something to do with the fact that it was such a horrific experience. And my parents were so upset that they couldn't, like, we would have protected you. And I was too embarrassed. I didn't want them knowing... Or first of all, what do they call you? Well, they're calling me a fag and I don't even know what it is. And secondly, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know why. And it was just horrible, Annie.
Yeah. Well, you're tearing up talking about it.
Yeah. Well, it hurt.
You're making me tear up. But thank you for being so real, because it's a relatable experience, especially for a lot of our listeners. And if you would like to share your story anonymously or let us know how you've overcome those experiences today, let us know on 0427569949, because this is the person that it made you who you are today. Mm. And in a good way, because you probably have a lot of empathy now for people who are potentially deemed outcasts or haven't had the easiest life.
Which is why... And I am making it about Wear It Purple, which is why Wear It Purple is so important. This is focused on rainbow youth, and the support needs to start as soon or as early as possible in these young people's lives so that they can be the best version of themselves they can be.
Exactly.
Oh, you're up early with Annie and Ando, and we love you all.
This was a podcast from the Annie and Ando Show, only on Joy 94.9.